Okay, our next speaker is just going to speak briefly, but I think it's important that she gets a chance to speak. She's a woman called Gwyn Quintoffer, which is from an organisation which gives advice to people serving in the armed forces. So if I can pass over 2 minutes to Gwyn.
I'm speaking on behalf of Aties. It's in the London phone book, and we run a helpline on Sundays. I just want to share with you some facts, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about the conditions of defense of the armed forces, and I'm not commenting on whether these are right or wrong. There is a belief that the coalition forces are all either conscript forces or voluntary forces. The belief is if we don't have conscription, we have voluntary armed forces. This is not the case in the situation in the United Kingdom. Members of the armed forces, if they sign on at the age of 16, they lose their voluntary status 6 months after the date they first report to service. If they join at the age of 18, they lose their voluntary status 12 weeks after signing on. After that, they are held under compulsion, enforceable by imprisonment. The system is correctly termed bonded servitude. Bonded servitude is not slavery, it is not conscription, but neither is it voluntary service. The other factual error that is very common is the situation regarding conscientious objectors. Conscientious objectors in the UK have a de jure right to an honourable discharge on grounds of conscience. I say de jure because the MOD is failing in its duty to implement the regulate its own regulations and is failing to implement contractual obligations. There is a belief that you have to be an opponent to all wars and you have to be a total pacifist. This is not so. In evidence that has been given in the European Community Debates on Human Relations by the UK representatives, the UK recognises objection to specific campaigns. You do not have to be a pacifist to have a conscience. I gather that's all I'm allowed to say. If you want anything more, please ring us up on a Sunday.